It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I've been taking some things out to my garage workshop, and I have something out in the kitchen I'd like to show you. Here it is over here. It's a carrying case for some of the neighborhood of make-believe models. You see the Eiffel Tower's already in there, Lady Elaine's museum go-round, and the factory, and the mound. I'll put in Daniel's clock. Each thing has a special place. The clock fits right in here on its side. Now look in here and see where you think the castle might go. Think it might go over in there or here? Well, it really goes here. I'll show you how it fits there. See the bottom of the castle? Looks like the bottom down here. So that's how it fits in. Then I'll put in the tree. Oh, that seems to be a little chip down there at the base of the tree. Could use some fresh paint. You know, Betty Aberlin is doing some painting work for me out the garage. Maybe I'll just borrow some paint from her. I want to take these models out there anyway. So we'll put in the tree right in its place. Get ready to go. Oh, it's heavy. There, now let's go. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Painting away.
You remember my television friend?
Sure. This is Painter Aberlin today.
I like the way it looks outside.
Oh, thanks.
It's a good color. It's gray, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's sort of gray. It's more sort of greeny blue gray.
Uh-huh.
Why, did you need some gray?
Well, I show you. I have... the models of the neighborhood of make-believe. Mm-hmm. And the tree needs a little touch-up down here.
Well, I don't think this paint will... I have some white and I have some black.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll mix that till we get to just about this gray.
Very good. Want to do it over here or there?
Here, I think there's a little more room. White. Oh, I need a brush. Let's see. Oh, well. Let's see that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? Gray.
Mm-hmm. But you need both white and black to make it.
Oh, it just matches.
Hey, that is a good match.
Bob True make this tree?
All of these models. Yeah, that helps to put some across the bottom like that.
X and Henrietta's mm-hmm. tree.
Well, you could make things out of things like this out of paper, or cardboard, or anything. Make your own neighborhood of make-believe, you know? Then paint it any color you want.
You might even have a different sort of neighborhood.
Sure. It's all just for pretend. Here, I'll get another one.
You remember how we used to talk? Oh, museum Guerrero.
Yes.
Does that need anything?
Looks in pretty good shape to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just noticed this.
Remember how we used to talk a lot in your house about the neighborhood of make-believe?
Yes. We,
There's so many of us who used to pretend with you.
I know. In fact, I have some tapes of some of those visits. Would you like to see one?
Oh, yes, I would.
One time when you came to see me, I think it had something to do with the variety show.
Oh, the V room?
Yeah, the V room for the variety
show. Do you
show.
Have it?
Mm-hmm. Come on over, I'll show you on here.
Oh, good.
I have to check the number. It's either 1012 or 113. 1013. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
King Friday's 13.
Yes. Well, all of these visits have different numbers, so we know exactly where to find them. Now, ready to see it?
I am.
Good. You'll see you and you'll see me.
Lady Aberlin. Lady Aberlin, how are you?
Mr. Rogers.
What is that beautiful purple envelope?
It's a fancy invitation to attend a variety show.
Variety show?
Yes.
Oh, you are cordially invited to a variety show in the V room of the castle.
Yes.
V for variety.
It's in honor of Uncle Friday and Sarah Saturday.
Oh, my. Are you going to plan it?
Oh, yes, yes, and I've got to go over to the castle because I left my purple gloves there.
I see. It's part of your gift to them, is it?
Yes.
Oh, great.
We hope you can come.
Oh, we want to come, don't we? To the V room. Could you make a V with me? V.
Two Vs.
V and V are two Vs.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Lady
Aberlin.
You'll
come?
Certainly we'll come.
In about 201 seconds.
201 seconds. Hmm.
About.
That's a little over 2 minutes, isn't
it?
Oh, yeah.
I better go.
All right. Well, have
Bye,
a good
Mr.
time.
Rogers.
Bye-bye. Thanks. We'll be with you.
Oh.
Remember that?
I do.
V.
V.
Could you make a V with your two fingers? Sure. That was a very, very special week, you know,
very.
That when we were pretending that King Friday and Sarah Saturday were going to get married. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, my hair was longer then.
I like your hair long or short.
Did you see those earrings I was wearing? A friend mm-hmm. of mine made them, the ones that were on that, and a friend of mine made these.
This is very nice. Those are little pieces of straw, aren't they?
Sort of paste or dough.
Painted all different colors.
Yep, you could make a neighborhood of make-believe with that sort of thing.
Certainly could. People are always giving you things.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun to remember like that. Well, I guess I'd better get back to my painting.
Thanks, Painter Aberlin.
You're very welcome, Mr. Rogers.
See you a little later.
See you later.
Okay. I'll just set out this model of the neighborhood of make-believe. And we can have some pretend right now. What's the place that the king and queen live in? What about Cornflake especially? Where does he work? Where does he make his rocking chairs? At the factory, hmm? There it is, factory. Now what about the platypuses? They live in a mound, don't they? A mound of earth. There's the mound of earth. And behind my back, I have the model of the place where Daniel Striped Tiger lives. Let's see it. Daniel's clock. Okay, let's have some more make-believe about the crystal ball. Let's pretend that it's missing today and Handyman Negri is looking for it. He could be asking Corny at the factory if he has seen it. Neighborhood of make-believe.
I know what you mean. It's that crystal ball that the princess left here last week.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, haven't seen it. I hear that it does a lot of fancy things, but I just haven't had time to use it yet.
Well, if we don't find it, I'm afraid nobody will get to use it.
Oh, I don't think it moves by itself, does it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then somebody had to move it.
That's right, Corny. Somebody did have to move it.
The trick is to find that moving somebody.
Thanks, Corny. That's just what I'll do.
Okay, see you, handyman.
Bye.
Bye.
Good day.
Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
You don't happen to have a crystal ball delivery for me today, do you?
Oh, no, sir. The only delivery I had in this neighborhood today was over at the museum go-round.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
That's the lady. She's always up to something.
She surely is. I think I'll go over and see her now.
Oh, well, she has her painting clothes on today. I delivered her some paint.
Oh, paint?
That's right. Red and blue paint.
Well, what is she going to paint that's red and blue?
Well, I don't know, but she's probably doing it right this minute.
Well, I think I'll get over there right now.
Okay, more delivery. Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh, just the one I've been wishing for.
Oh, do you need a little help?
I surely do. I need you to help me paint something blue.
Something blue?
That's right. I've already painted half of it red, and it's in this wonderful drying machine.
Well, what is it?
I'll tell you after we sing our song, Handyman.
You promise?
Sure, I promise. I'll even show it to you then, because it will be dry by then.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Oh, handy lady, handy man, take care of lots of things. Handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round, museum go round, museum go round that swings. What is it?
What is what?
What is it that you're painting?
Oh, that. Well, you can take it out and see now. It should be dry by now.
How do I open it?
That's pretty good. You see that thing up on the top?
This?
Just a... pull that back slowly, and this, that's it. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Lady Elaine, mm-hmm. This is the crystal ball.
You're right. You're a clever man.
And you've painted half of it red.
You're right again. And now I want you to help me paint the other half blue.
But, Lady Elaine, this isn't yours.
Oh, I know that. I'm just helping out.
What do you mean?
I'm working on a shortcut to all that hocus pocus.
I don't understand.
Well, instead of putting on that red handkerchief and then putting on that blue handkerchief, mm-hmm. we'll already have the colors painted on the ball.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I don't think it works that way.
Well, if we don't try, we'll never find out. Come on, help me paint the rest of it blue.
Well, it's your idea.
Yes, and I'll take all the credit when all the awards are given out.
And all the responsibility, too.
Oh, of course, Toots. I'm no slouch. Now let's get to work on this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Half of it red and half of it blue. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's very good. Very good.
I don't know about this.
Boy. Handyman Negri, you're really quick with that. Good, good. Now, just put it in the paint drying box again. We'll be able to test it in no time.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Now I have to be very careful here.
Red and blue. In there it's going. And now just put
close it from up here?
That's right, Toots. Let's then turn that one dial on. That's
it. And do I set this?
Very good. Mm-hmm. That should do it. Well, look who's coming.
Hi, friends.
Oh, hi. Hello, how are you?
I can't find it anywhere.
Well, you don't have to look any further.
You know where it is?
It's in here, in the paint drying box.
In a paint drying box?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why, dear. I just thought it took too long with the handkerchiefs, so I painted the ball red and blue instead.
You painted the crystal ball?
You heard it, sweets.
She painted the princess's crystal ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't just stand there. Let's try it and see if it doesn't work faster.
Okay.
Should be dry by now. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, it is dry. Very good.
Now, what do you suggest that we do?
Well, just say what you want to see in the future.
Well, I'd like to see what Tadpole Frog is going to be like in the future.
Fine. Just say it then.
In the future, Tadpole Frog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see. Something's happening. I know it is. I know it is.
It's not the same as it.
Hey, look at that.
What does that say?
Take off the paint.
Oh, so it didn't work. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Little paint remover, and we're back where we were. Just a minute. Here we go now. Just rub it on and blow away your worries.
Hmm.
That's it. It gets a little gooky. But that's the way paint remover is. Just pour it on, that's it. Now use that and you'll just see it just rubs the paint right off.
It should rub it right off.
Oh.
It should rub it right off.
Lady Elaine.
What?
I don't think it's working.
What?
This paint remover is not working.
Well, let me see. I mean, it's the only stuff I have, so sorry. Toot-toot.
No, you don't, Lady Elaine.
What do you mean?
I mean that you will come with us to the castle to explain this whole thing to Uncle Friday.
Oh, well, maybe we could just do that tomorrow. I'm so tired right now.
I think we'd better do it now.
Oh.
Yes, we'll all go together.
Yes, and we'll have to think of something to take this paint off with, too.
Oh. Well, wait till I get dressed for the castle.
You bet I'll wait.
I'll just go over and tell the king that you two will be on your way.
Don't run, handyman.
No, I'll just walk in my normal speed.
Uh-huh. I'll bring the crystal ball.
Okay. Charlie? Yes. Yeah, we found it. Mm-hmm. It's not the way it was. I know what you mean. Okay. See you, Charlie.
How would you tell the king what happened? What would you say? Now, we'll pretend more about the crystal ball with the paint on it tomorrow. It's all just make-believe. I think I'll take a film with me so I can show you a film on picture-picture tomorrow. And I'll put these away a little later. Let's see how Betty's doing with her painting. Oh, she's right over here. Hi, Betty. How are you doing?
Hi, Fred. Oh, just great. I should be finished today.
Well, that's fine. It sure looks good. Come with me back to the other place, okay? Hey, Betty.
Yeah?
I'll leave the light on for you.
I'll turn it off.
Good. These fish. There. Plant's doing very well. Mm-hmm. I think we have time to show this film today. Might as well put it in picture-picture now so you can see it. It's an animated film about a ball that does lots of things. Lots of moving pictures. Let's just watch it together. I think I just turned picture-picture off right now because I have an idea of what I'd like to show you. You know how that film was made? People cut out different pieces of paper, different colored paper, all different shapes, and then they put it down and then would take a picture of it, and then they would move it, and then take another picture, and that's how they make that kind of animated film. I know people are interested in how things work. That's why I like to explain things to you. Maybe you've wondered how picture-picture makes a picture on the screen from the films and the slides that I put in there. Well, I'd like to show you inside picture. See, that's a projector back there. And the films and the slides go up into the projector there, and then the projector puts the picture right on a screen. That's why it's called a rear screen projector, because it's in the rear of the screen. Even when you look behind the screen, it's hard to understand how it works, isn't it? I call it picture because there are two frames, you see? Picture. It looks like a picture inside of a picture. Children need grown-ups to show them what's behind things. They need grown-ups to help them understand. Grown-ups can help children not to touch things that would break, too. Oh, let me just turn this on. See, that's the slide in picture that I put in before today. Now I'll turn it off. See? Now I'll turn it on again. There it is. Children need grown-ups for many reasons. And you know, we grown-ups need children, too. You help us to grow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back tomorrow.
Public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.